In 13 days, the Winter Olympics will open in the Italian city of Turin. Government leaders and heads of state from scores of countries will be there, along with thousands of visitors from around the world. Until recently, the media spotlight had focused on whether the facilities would be ready in time. Now, as NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports, the focus has switched to security at the Turin Winter Olympics.
In recent weeks, the Games organizers have been giving members of the media guided tours of the sports venues, including the new Olympic ice hockey stadium. But unauthorized personnel are strictly banned from the premises. Ice hockey competition manager Jukka Pekkarinen is eager to satisfy reporters' curiosity about the facilities, but he's unable or unwilling to answer all questions.
Security is actually not my role, and it always happens behind the scenes, so we who work here, we really don't know exactly what security is doing, and that's part of their job. And for sure, Italy is a country we have to be very careful about.
In Turin on Monday, Italy's top law enforcement official, Interior Minister Giuseppe Pisano, made his first public comments on Olympic security.
Al momento attuale non risulta.
At the current moment, there are no signs of any concrete terrorist threat directed at Italy and particularly at the Olympics. However, we continue to believe an attack is possible in Italy as in any other European and Western country.
Officials say police are keeping tabs on numerous persons through wiretaps and other intelligence operations. Alongside the risk of terrorism, one big fear is a repeat of the violent demonstrations that took place at the 2001 G8 summit in Genoa between police and anti-globalization protesters. There's also concern over possible disturbances by leftist activists denouncing the business practices of Olympic sponsors such as Coca-Cola, or by environmentalists protesting construction of a high-speed train line near Turin. Today, law enforcement officials in Rome revealed some of the details of the Olympic security plan. More than 9,000 agents from the National Police, Carabinieri Paramilitary Service, Treasury, and Finance Guards will be deployed alongside local law enforcement agents to ensure security during the Games, which will be spread out between Turin and Alpine venues up to a 90-minute drive away. Given the season and the high altitude, agents have been trained and equipped to deal with severe climate conditions, and about 300 police officers will patrol the slopes on skis. Several thousand army troops will also be deployed to guard sensitive targets both in the Turin region and in other parts of Italy. A no-fly zone will be in effect for the entire 16-day period of the Games, and NATO surveillance planes will patrol the skies. Athletes and official delegations of the U.S. and Israel, as well as from countries with troops in Iraq, will have stepped-up surveillance and security. Francesco Tagliente, who heads the Special Security Coordinating Committee, said each Olympic delegation will have its own security chief, but that person will not be armed.
La sicurezza sarà quindi garantita dalle autorità.
Security will be guaranteed by Italian police forces. The only armed foreigners who will be allowed to enter the country will be members of delegation of heads of states and heads of government.
Tagliente said international cooperation and exchange of information between national police authorities, including the FBI, have been crucial to the Olympic security plan. The Italian government has decided for the time being to maintain open borders with neighboring European Union countries, but has not ruled out imposing border controls before and during the Games. Security costs are now estimated at about $110 million, with further expenses expected in coming weeks. This compares to the $310 million spent for the 2002 Salt Lake City Winter Games. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.